used to be a partisan in my everyday auxiliary with no politics. Now polemics has us as the Jews and the Palestinians. We used to cooperate in union, unison, and symphony frequent. Now an imaginary rivalry has us less than associates. I know I can't be wrong, but I do not use the opiates. And if you do, it may be reason why we don't associate. I'm like the hermit nowadays, I skip the attempts to procreate often, so there's no need for the relaxer and the waves, taper or the phase. Though you see me back in the days of spitting game casual, with hair that looks the softest. Now sound waves and writings are the source of the piquancy that I receive. And if you could find the frequency accurate, you would hear that I would never change, not even with age, as it pertains to thinking. That would be heresy to my belief and apostasy to what is instilled deep in me. And if that is what the problem is, talk to my apologist. He knows all of my policies. He'll give you my apologia, provide to sewer, and what it takes to apologize if need be. You can speak candid as a lamb or iniquitous, though what you've been on has it spinning like an apogee. And that's ridiculous, especially in the land of the nepotists. What's family and relatives have to do with hopscotch? That's hodgepodge and hogwash, more for a child like Oshkosh beside him. To me, a bullshitting isn't that exciting. I'm always more positive than the opposite. Consider this one the position paper and get a feel for my posture. And know that I still get a thrill from being the cause of the apocalypse, with or without the Apocrypha or Ramadan. Not to be rambunctious, but in hell where we might be. Might be cause for you are slash is may be too definite. Anyway, friends one day may be the only thing left to suffer with. Unless you want an enemy. And since life is 90% belief, what are you sinning for? That's really late. Save your opinionated debate for the dinner date. And if you can't make it, be sure to call before 4. Amicus asque adeus. Amicus asque adeus. Let's go.